Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning and welcome to Building Financial Wealth. I'm Francine Allen Humphrey. So excited to be with you this morning. We are on Blog Talk Radio this morning, and this is one of our new programs. So Veronica and I are extending our arms and our reach, and we're so grateful for those who have been following us all of these years. We've been on radio since 2008 and in different platforms. And so now we're coming back to the online version of our talk shows. And this one I will be hosting today. And from time to time, I will be having guests on the show. So I wanted to just tell you a little bit about what we're doing here on this program. And again, welcome you to my first-time listeners to Building Financial Wealth. I am a financial educator and coach, and before we can build wealth, we first must know how to acquire it and how to keep it. So today, that's kind of where my program is going to be about. What are some of the things that we can do and the things that we can talk about as a community? We know this is Black History Month, so everybody who is celebrating Black History, and we don't just celebrate it in February. It is 365 days a year we celebrate our lives, and not just what we've accomplished, but just our families, our friends, all the business owners. So kudos to everybody out there who is doing what they're doing, and just keep it up. So my first question for you today, I always like to ask questions. Have you ever thought about your own personal net worth? So many have not or don't believe that they even have any at all. Plenty of times I ask this question to my students and my clients, and they say, well, I really don't have anything. I have a savings account, and I have a home, or I'm renting, or I might have, you know, some people might have a car, you know, and so that's, they think that's all that they have. But I'm here to tell you today, you have more than you ever even imagined. Now you just have to figure out how to tap into it. So let's start right here. What is the sum of your assets versus the sum of your liabilities? Once you figure that out, then you're going to know what your net worth is. Wealth is net worth, and our net worth can only be measured by saving more than we spend. Sounds simple, right? So why aren't more people doing it? A lot of times it's because of our lifestyle that we've become accustomed to, is sometimes is not making good decisions. Sometimes it's about not being educated about money. In America, we generally don't have a money problem. We have an education problem. And they always talk about the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That could be true, but the reason why is because certain people do certain things that other people are not willing to do. And so each week, I will bring you information on building your financial wealth and inviting other experts to join the conversation. So for more information, you can go to my email address, and which is my personal email address. It's icwdirector@gmail.com. And that's how I'm asking that you reach out to me if you have questions. So many times before, we were putting our phone numbers here, but then we were getting the people who just wanted to ask questions that had nothing to do with what we were doing on our broadcast. So today, we're just going to use our email addresses, and you can also go to my website, which is itsjustconcerningwomen.com. I'm always coming on Facebook and bringing different information to you, and so you can reach out to me here, and you also can reach out to me via the email address that I just gave you. And so I'll give it to you again before I go. So today, let's talk about how it all gets started. When we're looking at where we're going and what we're doing, we have to have a plan. And if we don't have a plan, what happens? Generally, nothing happens if we don't put a plan into place. When we're looking at what we're doing and where we're going, we have to make up in our mind that this is something that I want to do. It is obtainable for me to do it. I can start today. I don't have to worry about yesterday. I can make some good decisions, and I can change the way that I think. When we're talking about financial wellness, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about the possibility of doing things that you have always wanted to do, but figuring out how you're going to do that. When you're talking about financial wellness, you're also talking about financial literacy, that education piece. It's more about the way you got to where you are today. And it's also about the behavior or the patterns that brought you to where you are today. So if you're on that journey to build some new wealth in 2022, I'm here to walk alongside of you, to talk to you about it, and to help you get to where you want to go. The biggest threat to our long-term financial well-being is the lack of education about money. How money works and how can it work for us? And teaching people how to do this, whether they're high earners or they're just getting started, they're college students, whatever it is, it has to be about getting to where you want to go and getting the information that you need so that you can modify any bad behavior that you already have, which is of the utmost importance. And that, of course, has been what has been happening all of our lives. Some of us talked about money at home with our families. Some of us didn't. We didn't get the opportunity to talk to our parents about money. We knew that our parents took care of what they needed to take care of. They fed us, they clothed us, and that pretty much was it. If we went on a vacation, for me, it was a rare thing to have a vacation plan. I really didn't do a lot of vacationing except to visit my grandmother, which was always, always so awesome. But that in itself must have been a strain on my family since my parents had 7 kids. And so we would have to plan what we were going to do and save for it. We never talked about money in our household except that we needed it. We knew that we needed it. And I didn't know that we didn't have any until I became older. For me, being the oldest of the 7 children, I was the one who was first introduced to the money or the lack thereof sometimes because it was so many things that needed to be done. And somebody had to do it. My mom couldn't work a lot, too, in the beginning because she had so many kids, and she was a stay-at-home mom. So it was just my dad. So I decided at a very young age to go out and get started into work. But when we think about our finances, everybody's story is different. So not to compare you with me and apples to oranges, but to just make sure that you're getting what you need right now. We can't change yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But if we are able to put some tips and some pointers in place and to plan. And no, it's just not about the education part. It's more about the planning part. And so we run into trouble because we're not planning or we fail to plan, and then we don't know what to do. It's also about adjusting your mindset. It's about adjusting your direction and changing the way you see things. If your path has become too bumpy, it's not necessarily all about the finances. It's about some other things that you have been thinking and doing. And so that's when you have to really sit down and make up your mind that you're going to do something different. Is this easy? A lot of times, no, it's not. We are not oftentimes ready to face some of the difficult challenges that are going to be ahead of us. We didn't get into this space where we are right now overnight. It took us years of getting there. Some of you don't even have a financial problem. Some of you are doing really well. You just want to take it up to the next level. So no matter where you are and what you're doing, these tips can help you. And even if they're not for you, they can help somebody that you know. There are a multitude of options when it comes to getting the education you need about financial literacy. And it's up to you to fully understand how to manage your wealth. Wealth management is just one of the elements that we have to talk about when we're talking about money and about finances and about our financial well-being. We also have to talk about debt management. That's another element. How much debt do we actually have? Do we even know how much we have? Have we been just sweeping it under the carpet and just not really, really facing the reality of it all? When you come to the decision that I'm going to do something different this year, whether it was a resolution or you just got up in the morning and you decided, you know what, I want to make a change in 2022. I'm going to do something different. I oftentimes talk about people who make the resolutions. We can make them. And so many times we may not even stick to them. But the good thing is, every day is a new opportunity to start all over again. It's the opportunity to get it right today. Again, we can't change yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. When you're looking at financial wellness, there are so many different elements to it. It's about allowing people to be aware of the resources that are available to them and how they can utilize them. We can talk about money from a different perspective, and here we can talk about money in generality, but it's always better to sit down and to talk to somebody about what it is that you really want to do. When we're talking about money, we have to have that vision, and we have to get out of the tunnel vision, because, you know, sometimes we're there, this is what I've been doing, this is working for me, I don't know how to do anything else, and that's where the education part comes in. But we have to make up our mind to do something different. This also allows us to create a space that we can revisit. Even if we don't continue doing it, if we get some of the ground rules and get them set into place, we can always go back to it. We can change our attitudes, and even better yet, it can help us to have a healthier perspective about what we have, where we are now, and how we got here. And sometimes that's the hard part for people. How did I get here? I thought I would be at a certain point in my life at this particular time in my life. So many of us are at the age where we're thinking, by now, I should have done this, this, and this. Or if you're a young person, you're thinking, I still have plenty of time. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, just know that you have to get started. It just takes that behavior that you were doing, transforming it, and now put it into place where now you're going to make some good decisions about what you're going to do, and you're going to move forward. When we're looking at financial literacy, it's something that they are requiring to be taught in schools now, but they still won't get the gist of it until they become an adult, because they may not utilize it in middle school or high school, but they need to learn as early as possible. So if you have children, start teaching them about money now. Start teaching them about saving. Open a savings account for your children. And you should have one too. So if you're listening to me today and you don't have a savings account, or you have one and you're not using it, you should be using it. Anybody that knows me know that I always talk about who's the most important person in your life. You go out and you work every single day, but you're not paying yourself anything. You go out, you make the money, and you pay the bills. How in the world are you ever going to be in that space where you feel that you're making headway in your finances if you're not paying yourself? We have no problem paying our rent. We don't have no problem paying our tithes and offering. We have no problem giving, very giving to the community. We have no problem with that. But for some reason, we have a problem in paying ourselves. When you are actually the person who is going out and making the money, why aren't you paying yourself? Maybe you never thought about it. So I challenge you today, think about that. How important are you to your own well-being, to your own thoughts about yourself? You deserve something, and even if you can only put $5 a week away into your savings account, you start it. You start somewhere. And I think that's the problem for a lot of us. We talk about education and what we should be doing, but so many times we don't think about just the little things that we could do, because it didn't take one day or one month or one year to get into financial debt, and it won't take one day, one year to probably get out of it. So there are so many things that we can do, but we have to have those strategies, put them into place, and know what we want to do and where we want to go and how it's going to affect us. When I started working with clients, I discovered that so many times a lot of my clients had never pulled their credit report. And I was beginning to say, why is that? But once I started to talk to them, I fully understood why. Because they felt hopeless about pulling the credit report because they didn't think there was anything that they can do about that. And so that's one myth that I came to debunk today. If you pull your credit report, you can do that by going to freeannualcreditreport.com. Get your credit report, and if you don't know how to read it, you can get in touch with me, and I can help you do that. But look at what's on your credit report. Your credit report affects everything about your life. It affects how much you pay for deposits. If you're moving, if you're thinking about buying a home, it's affected by your credit report. Everybody knows that, right? No secret about that. But it also affects you when you want to rent an apartment or a house. It affects you. So you must know what your credit score is. It affects you when you're going to buy a car. And everybody scores differently. So many people use apps and Credit Karma and Credit Sesame. There's nothing wrong with that. But that credit score may be totally different from the one when you go to a financial institution. And so I want to encourage you today to go to your bank and find out what your real FICO score is. And you can also find out on Experian because that is free as well. So find out what your FICO score is because it's so important for you to know what you're dealing with. It's time for us to make some changes. And if you are ready to do that, and then I'm going to come each week with some tips that you can do that. When I'm talking to my clients, oftentimes I find that they don't want to know what their credit score is because they're thinking it's really bad. But once we get through the weed part of it and we get the credit report, oftentimes it's not as bad as you think. And if you haven't established any new credit in a while, it's going to affect you as well because of so many times you don't have any credit. And that affects you also. So it's kind of a catch-22. I may have too much credit and in a lot of debt, or I may have no credit at all. And so what do I do? And so one of the things you're going to do once you get your credit report and you're going to sit down and go through it, if you don't know how to read it, get in touch with somebody that can help you. I'm not the only financial coach here. There are so many, but I don't charge to do that. I can sit down with you and go through it. The one thing that you want to always check on your credit report is it really you? Is it your name? Is it, if you're married, do they have your maiden name? If you've been married again, do they have your new name? Do they have your current address? Do they have addresses that you lived at before? Or do you see addresses on there that are actually not yours? All of these things affect your credit report. Because when they are looking at your credit report, guess what? They are looking at your character. They're looking at what you've done since you started working and building credit. And if you never built any, then they know that as well. So now what are you going to do? Because the way to financial wellness and to financial freedom is to know where you stand with your money. I spoke earlier about it's the little things that we don't really think about when we're looking at debt, the management of our debt, the wealth that we have, our self-worth, how many assets do we have, how many liabilities do we have. All of these things come into play. And so today I just wanted to kind of touch base about some of the basic things that you're going to need to know before we really dive into building that financial wealth. We can't just dive into the money part and how we're going to make the money. We have to get that blueprint ready so that we can go through and we can see where we are financially. When we're looking at where we are and how successful or not so successful we are, everybody's gauge is going to be different. If you're looking to buy a home, go and sit down with your banker. If you're looking to buy a car, go to the dealership and go ahead and build that relationship. So many times we don't do that because we don't think that we need to. Do it now before you need it. It's nothing like needing some money and you can't get any because you don't have any relationships. You never knew what your credit score was and you didn't try to find out. Now when it's time that you need something, you can't get it because you did not know where you stand. Anytime you're building a plan or a blueprint, it has to start with a firm foundation. Where am I? How do I stand with my finances? And if you're one of the ones who's been sweeping it under the rug, this is the time for you to do that. Get started in doing that. When you're working with your creditors, if you are in debt, that credit report is going to help you. It's going to tell you who you have debt with. Maybe you forgot about something that you thought was paid off. You have to address these issues. If you don't address them now, you're going to have to address them later. what has been happening, and I want to share this with everybody because a lot of people don't know this, since the pandemic, so many people had lost their jobs or were getting unemployment. They were not able to oftentimes pay their debt. And so we kind of got into the place where if they didn't bother me, I didn't bother them. And so now that is coming back to haunt so many of my clients. And I can emphasize that because I see it all the time. There was a debt that you thought you paid, and you closed out the account, and now it's coming back because a third party has bought that debt, and now they're coming after you, and you don't fully understand. This is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening a lot. And so, again, it's that education piece and knowing what you need to do. So if you get hit with a ding on your credit report, make sure that you address it. You need to call them before they call you. Now, maybe it is your debt, and maybe it's not, but you need to address it. And if you're not addressing it, it's going to cause you more money later on. It's going to cause you heartache. It's going to cause you pain because you're going to have to deal with it. So let's deal with it now. Oftentimes, we push things to the side because we can't even see how we're going to get from one paycheck to the next if we're actually working. When we're looking at what's going on in the economy right now, we see so many jobs that are out there that are available to us, but we're wondering why these jobs are not getting filled. And one of the reasons why is because they're checking your credit report and they're looking at your character. Character is important. Your name is important. Who you are is important. You are the most important person in your life. And starting today, you have to believe that. And I'm going to keep saying it to you. I say it all the time. I'm going to keep saying it to you. Look at where you are. Look at your financial situation. Make a decision that you're going to make, do something different and change it. Some of us just get tired about dealing with the money situation. I just can't figure it out. And oftentimes you can't figure it out on your own. And so that's where a financial coach comes into play. A financial planner can help you if you're in that position to do so. But so many of my clients are not even at that position. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And we tell people, suck it up. Pull it up by your bootstraps. Some of them don't even have boots to pull it up, to put strings in. So how in the world am I going to get to where I need to be, and I can't even fathom that I can reach that place? We talk about elevating and moving and pivoting, climbing the ladder of success. Some clients of mine can't even reach the bottom rim of the ladder. So how in the world are they going to find financial freedom if it's not obtainable to them? They can't even reach it. They can't even fathom the idea of getting to the next level. And so that's why I wanted to do this, because there is hope. There is a way for you to reach that bottom. There is a way for you to get that financial freedom that you want. But the first thing is that you have to make up your mind to do it. It's literally like a GPS, mapping it out. How do I start? Where do I begin? How is this going to affect me? How is this going to change my life? How can I even save anything when I'm living paycheck to paycheck? You've heard about refinancing your mortgage. You can also refinance your finances. And so no matter where you are on the scale of managing your money, and everybody's not in the same place. So, again, this is just general information that I definitely want to help you with. But look at where you are and then determine what you need help with, and then you can reach out to me. Gave you a lot to think about today, so let's just flip the script for a minute. What are you reading? We talk about education, and so if you're the person who you may not even have time to get with a financial coach or talk to a planner, so what you have to do is educate yourself. So what are you reading? What you read is going to help you to be able to move forward in your financial success. So what I'm reading, and I want to share this with you, is called The Money Manual. It's a practical money guide to help you succeed on your financial journey. And I would love for some of you to tell me what you're reading. So if you see this broadcast, just type it in and let me know what you're reading. And this book is by Tanya Rapley, R-A-P-L-E-Y, The Money Manual, A Practical Money Guide to Help You Succeed on Your Financial Journey. When we're looking at who we are, sometimes we think I have to have a certification or I have to have a degree for me to master managing my money, but you really don't. You just need to know the principles involved, getting that map, that GPS. When you're looking at your finances, you have to empower yourself and you have to take possession of where you are. You have to own it and you have to take action. And that's what this book does. So many people feel anxious and overwhelmed when they're thinking about money management. And so we're going to address some of those each week so that if you're having challenges, and just like this book is going to help you to build some skills and have some knowledge and to improve your financial situation. So my next question is, what's your favorite money song? What's your favorite money song? And so I have to tell you guys, mine is Money, 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 Money. For the Love of Money is the name of the song by the OJs. I know you all know that. And the bass line is money, 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 money. But if you listen closely to it, you'll realize it's actually singing about the possible corruption and the influence of cash. I know what they say in the song. It says money is the root of all evil. Do funny things to some people. It says, give me a nickel, brother, can you spare a dime? Money can drive some people out of their minds. And it can, you know, and so that's why I like this song. It's upbeat, it's, you know, you can sing to it, you can groove to it. So I like the song Money, Money, Money. But it lets you know that if you don't have it, you can borrow it. But just like what I was talking about, you have to manage it. And if you borrow it, you have to pay it back. So what's your favorite money song? So I'm going to put that out there so you can type it in here. And so I'm going to end right there, ladies and gentlemen, for today because I've given you some things to think about. And so I want you to come back next week. I want you to engage with me. I'm going to be doing some different things throughout the month of February. And so if you have questions about anything that I've talked about today, you can go to send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. That's my personal email. But you can always find me on Facebook. I'm always posting something. I'm always hanging out. I'm on Instagram. I haven't done any reels yet because I know that's a thing. I haven't done any yet, but I'm going to explore that as well. And I'm also going to be available to do some one-on-one coaching for those who reach out to me. I've met some great clients here doing the broadcast, and we've come a long way through our journey, and I'm going to bring them to the program. So I have 90 seconds left, so I'm going to wrap it up now. And so I'll be back next Wednesday morning with Building Financial Wealth. Again, I want to thank you for hanging out with me for these past 30 minutes. I hope that you learned something, and I hope that you will share this with somebody and come back later to enjoy some more of the show. So take care now. God bless, and I'll see you next week. So you have been listening to Building